It's been such a great day in church today and so amazing to experience the 6 p.m. service. I'm sure the same is true in Utenag, 6 p.m. service, full of faith and full of enthusiasm. It is as though the exam pressure is starting to lift. And you are yourselves again, I feel. We're almost there, aren't we? Almost there. Well, I do have one or two more things I want to welcome and comment on, and then we'll jump right in. I'd like to welcome everybody watching via live stream. I want to welcome Port Elizabeth to Utenag and Utenag to Port Elizabeth as we connect you via live stream. And I also want to especially say, if you're watching from Cape Town, if you're watching from Johannesburg or Pretoria, would you please look for our Instagram handle for FH Joburg and FH Cape Town, because we're starting communities or churches in 2020 in those two cities. So could you please say hello to each other, welcome online church, and then just look for those Instagram handles. We've got a whole lot we want to talk about in the new year. I'm going to be flying to Joburg and then to Cape Town end of the month. We'll have a get together. I'll talk to you about the plans. And then when people are here during December from PE but live in Joburg or Cape Town, we'll have a big dinner together towards the end of December and set that up too. So small things, big steps though. Amen. It's going to be really exciting that when you open your corporate head offices somewhere, we'll have a church there for you that you can go to. Amen. So, and then the second thing I wanted to say is, if you're in high school and you're watching online, you're in Utenag, you're in Jeffreys Bay, or you're right here in Port Elizabeth, you need to know about Summer Camp 2020. Yo, ne? I forgot what that was like. We have a little team of people who are building youth for 2020. And I just want to do, one of the key players is studying tonight, Azola. I don't know if you guys know Azola. Azola is amazing. Well, he's part of the team. And then a couple of other people are part of that team. Luke Jones, just jump up onto the stage real quick. Allegra, will you jump up onto the stage real quick? Keenan, where are you? I know you're here somewhere, He's in production. Keenan is in production. If you're key to keeping this whole service running, Keenan, then don't come. But if you can slip out from there, I see your head through the glass there. Come on out here. No? Come on, Keenan. Come on. Yeah. There. All right. So these guys, together with Azola, will form part of youth team, core team for 2020, and they're going to be helping us get summer camp off the ground as a start. It is in January 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. 4 days, 3 nights, less than 400 rand, 395. It's going to be lit. Okay, that's it. That's all. It's what? Better than lit. Is there a standard called better than lit? Litter. Wow. Kalani Pansi, sit down. Get finished with your education. Sit. Utenag, I hope you're going to represent online. If you're watching and you're in high school and you're in Joburg or you're in Canada, send your kids here. And then pancakes are available on sale in order to sponsor camp, and they are ranging from 7 rand to 10 rand to 15 rand if you want caramel and banana and protein shake in one. I don't know, that's not even true. I don't know what I'm saying. One more thing, guys, I'm very sorry to do this. This is legitimate raw natural honey provided by somebody in the Thornhill or Krachakome, I don't know, somewhere. But here's the thing. It's like legit, and it's in the merchandise store, and you buy it for 90 bucks. Here's the thing. You bring back the bottle, and then you can refill it. There's like a tap there. Just imagine like on tap, like, you know, like last night. And then... Anyway, we just decided to support organic and local, and that's why it's there. I don't get any money out of it. I'm just telling you that's the deal. Can we jump into the Word? So we're chasing an objective tonight at 7 p.m. in just over 20 minutes. I'm going to share something with you that will encourage us towards one more step to living a fulfilling spiritual life. Last week, we talked about the removing of the scales from our eyes. Now, can I share a secret with you? What happened in last Sunday night service is the most motivation, communication, instruction, and revelation that I took to the morning services today. In fact, this is the first time ever that the evening service is getting the message fresh and first, and then I'm re-serving to the morning service. So just don't tell the morning service people. Is that clappable already, really? Is that a... I felt like God had spoken to us, and I wanted everyone to hear it. So this morning, I gave the message a little further developed on the idea of scales coming off our eyes. But tonight, I want to talk to you about another step towards that. If blindness can be a thing, in other words, that you can be born again, but you can be blinded by things, that you can't see something heading your way that's good for you or something heading your way that's bad for you, then the conversation I want to have with you tonight is similar, but just as powerful. It's similar in the sense that there is something you and I can notice, and once we've noticed it, we can change things accordingly. Now, the idea behind this conversation dates back right through to the Old Testament, but it is found across the Bible. It is popular in the New Testament and even in the book of Revelation. It's everywhere. It's not just one idea, it's everywhere. And I want for you to know about it. And this is the idea, that there is a conversation in the Bible between those who have a drink of water from a glass given to you, the half full, half empty cup runneth over, compared with the alternative, which is to have a well of living water, a source permanently available to you. There's a difference. So I have some water up here on the stage, and this is 330 mils, and this is what I have available to me right here, right now. At home, I have a reverse osmosis system. It's a whole thing that gives me pure water. I turn a copper tap. I decided I would wire it to a copper tap because that's litter. I don't know, my grammar is just going down here real fast, because litter is stuff you drive past on the road. But it's litter, terror. I don't know what it is. But I have a source that supplies that. In the Bible, the equivalent is a well versus a cup. And there is a comparison in Scripture all over about this, that angels were those, the Bible says, we might entertain angels by offering them a glass of water and not even know they were angels. But by comparison, there are parts in the Scripture that says that out of your innermost being will gush rivers of living water. So your refreshment level is either determined by something in you or something someone else has to give you. I want you to think about that for a moment. I want you to think about the source of your joy and your happiness. Whether somebody else has to give it to you in small quantities so that you could reach a place of refreshing and fulfilling, or whether there is a place in your relationship with God that no matter what somebody does for you or forgets to do for you, that there is a well of living water bubbling up into everlasting life, says the book of John, and it feeds your soul no matter how much stuff takes from your soul. And we've got to get this right, because if we don't, we develop codependent relationships. We develop relationships with people that we need rather than relationship with people that we enjoy. And when we develop codependent relationships, we can never go further in life than they go. Because here's the thing about having a river of living water inside of you, that sometimes you'll walk alongside someone and they'll be a great source to you, but there may come a time when their journey goes one way and your journey goes another, and you need to be comfortable to say, I love you and I salute you, but I'm stepping forward into the next season of my life. And many people limit the direction and the scale of their lives because of the people they need in order to make them feel fulfilled. Now, when you get married, you should make sure, if you're not married yet, when you get married, you should make sure that you meet somebody who is a contributor and not a contaminator to your river of living water. Because some people can contaminate and some people can contribute. Please don't look at your friend right now and say which one you think they are. Be careful of that one. You're going to walk home alone tonight. But truthfully, you have to think about it. This has got nothing to do with whether you're friends on Facebook or whether you're a good hangout buddy or whether they're the kind of people you can have a beer with at the end of the week. That's all good. But what you have to have also is the sense inside of you that even when I am alone, I am fulfilled by something spiritual inside of me. I will give you a couple of pointers to know if you're not in that space. If you're not in that space, then you may or may not realize this, but you become high maintenance. A high maintenance person is somebody who needs something all the time. They need something at the start of the day. They need something at the middle of the day. They need something about yesterday. They need something about tomorrow. If you don't SMS on time, you're out of time. If you don't SMS 5 minutes before, then you're in the dog box for 5 days. How many of you know the kind of relationship I'm talking about? Don't put your hand up because he's here. He's here. He's going to see. He's watching you to see now. But you know what I'm talking about? That the relationship is permanently in ICU. And by that I mean I have to see you. I know that's so weak. Yutnag, are you even laughing at me now? I can hear you from here. It's in a permanent state of destruction, and it needn't be. You need to find a source of living water. So here are a couple of scriptures to guide us in the conversation. At the end of the conversation at around 7 o'clock, I'm going to do what we did last week, and I'm going to do it through the whole month of November, each time a different matter. I'm going to invite us for prayer. We're going to do it in the same respectful, careful, loving way that we did last week and the whole of today. But I want for you to know that you can get yourself stuck in a situation where you need help and that there's nothing wrong with that. That sometimes you might feel like you're drowning and you need help. And sometimes you might feel like you're stuck in sinking sand and you need a little bit of help. Or like we've been discussing in the last week or two, your eyes might be blinded and you need a bit of help. Someone to pray with you or someone to peel the scales off. And that should be okay. Can we say amen to that? It's okay. So here's the conversation. Let's start out in Genesis chapter 26. There is this interesting description of what happens concerning Isaac and water and wells. So Isaac moved away from there, from some people that were bad for him, and encamped in the valley of Gerar, where he settled. Isaac reopened the wells. Could I ask you to just cheesily repeat that? Could you just say, reopen the wells? Reopen the wells. Isaac reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father, Abraham. Now, there's a whole message about there, about Abraham being the father of our faith, and that Abraham introduced the idea of believing God before seeing anything from God. And so Abraham is the father of our faith because he trusted God before he knew the outcome. So you have to dig the well of trusting God again. But aside from that, there's a physical well, a few physical wells. And whenever there was a fight amongst those people, they would block the well. Let me tell you what fighting with the wrong people does. Fighting with the wrong people stops the source of life in you. That's why you're tired. That's why you're overeating or undereating. And if you have that ability, would you come and lay hands on me and help me? I would like that, please. That's why you're tired when you get up and tired when you go to bed. That's why everything is a nuisance and a frustration, and you're beginning to think that the way to be happy is to relocate yourself geographically, either move town or move house or move friendship circle. But what you're forgetting is that the place that is dry is in you, because people have come and thrown sand, or we call it shade, into your life, and they've prevented the freedom of living water to nourish your soul. So like a desperate person, you go from person to person hoping they've got enough left over in their lives to throw a little bit your way. That wasn't how God intended for you to live. He intended for you to live with a river of living water inside of you. And I want to talk to you a little bit about how to rediscover that. It goes on to say that the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died, and he gave them the same names his father had given them. Isaac's servants dug in the valley and discovered a well of fresh water there. Here's the power of the scripture, that they're in a desert, things have been rough, Abraham has died, there was no natural water around, but somewhere there they could dig a well and they could find living water. Here's what I want to encourage you to do. Have you thought about how you would go about digging a well that would refresh your soul? Now, that might sound very Shakespearean and poetic, but let me tell you what I mean. We have a few wells in our life. So you've got a friendship well, a financial well, a faith well, a future well. Hey, man, that just works out. Alliteration. That happened by accident. I don't think I know how to think normally anymore. And here's what I mean about digging a well. If you want to dig a faith well, you got to pick up the Bible and do a bit of digging. Read a verse here and read a verse there. No, but you don't have any verses because you haven't read any. You're relying on some mighty man of God friend to post something on Facebook so you can grab it and say, there's my water. Meantime, you've got living water right there waiting for you. If you would dig a little, you would find a well and it would feed your soul. And if prophet so-and-so says nothing, it doesn't matter. Have you thought about digging a financial well? You've been waiting on friends to sponsor you and donate to you and set you free this way or that. You've been waiting on a helping hand and a loan and an extension on the overdraft. You love those envelopes that come to the door that say that you've been pre-approved for a loan with your name already written on it. Do you know that's not real water? That's debt received in advance. Have you started digging a well for your financial resource? You know how you dig a well? It's hard work. You know, they're busy trenching in front of my house for the third time for fiber optics, you know? Because the five companies couldn't agree together that they would use the same trench. So they're digging five times, because that's how we roll here. I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it? Absolutely ridiculous. They dig. It's not fun. I took out a glass of water and gave it to the guys the other day, digging in front. They said, you're the first white guy to give us water. I said, I'm barely white. It's not fun. It's hard work. Let me tell you, can I just go all the way out there? I'm just going to tell you, here's how you dig a financial well. You give tithe. You dig a well. Today it's hard, tomorrow it's hard, next month it's hard, but you chip away and you establish, and nobody gets to throw dirt into my well just because you think I'm crazy or brainwashed or whatever. Can you keep your opinions to yourself? Because I'm digging a well, and let me tell you, I'm old enough to tell you that when you've dug that well properly, you will be giving help to people who were throwing sand in that well just a couple of years ago. But people are quite comfortable to milk the well of mom and dad, quite comfortable to milk the well of part-time work, quite comfortable to milk the well of other things, but not dig a well. Okay, that's a bit heavy. There's a financial well. There's a friendship well. So many people used to tell me, how are we doing on time? Not good. So many people telling me about how they can't make friends. Nobody is friendly. I've been to Father's house for a year and nobody's my friend. Let me just be completely blunt. You need to dig a well. The Bible says that if a man wants friends, he should show himself friendly. Do you know how you do that? Buy someone a cup of coffee. Go help when someone moves. Move their stuff to their house, not your. Okay, I don't want, yeah, pastor said I'm gonna help you move. All your stuff is gone, don't worry. not like that. I'm amazed that at the level at which people invest, their expectation on the return on investment is outrageous. Nobody's gonna call you if you're calling no one. You can only blame Solomon, though, because it's in the book of wisdom, eh? Proverbs. Don't blame me. Solomon. Solomon said, if a man wants friends, he should show himself friendly. Nobody is going to befriend you if you have the demeanor of a cactus. Nobody. There you are. Own-term relationships. The only way relationships work is through self-sacrifice. Nobody does that anymore. It's not popular. Someone's writing their final exam. Get them their favorite burger or their favorite shake or their favorite something. There's a bunch of students waiting on you for you tonight, waiting on you for something. If you can't do that, you haven't dug a well. In other words, you haven't prepared an environment from which continuous refreshing will come. Let me tell you why this is important. Because that person you bought a burger for in 2019 might be the CEO in 2030 who needs to open a door to a contract you're submitting to. And because you dug a well of relationship 10, 15 years ago, it feeds your soul now. But what we do is we know we need something, and quickly, a couple of days before, we start digging. You know what that is? You know, it's just, in my day, we used to call it spading. It's just trying too little too late that it's a bit embarrassing. So what you do is, you know you need something on Friday, so on Monday, you send a, hey, how's it, bud, text. I was just thinking of you. Nothing in particular, bud. Let me explain to you, we all know what's coming. If I haven't heard from you in 2 years, and suddenly you're sending me 2-3 verses on Monday and a cute meme on Tuesday, I'm waiting for you. You're going to ask me for something. We've got no well of relationship. So once again, I'm going to draw some water out of my well, and I'm going to give it to you. It's cool and all, but that's not nice. Dig a well. You have to have a financial well. You have to have a friendship well. You have to have a faith well. You have to have a well concerning your future. Here's what I mean by this. If you know you're going to need some things in your future, you have to dig some stuff in now. Can you say amen to that? Establishing wells like that is not easy, but very necessary. It's sweat work at the beginning. But if you would do that, the Bible says, out of our innermost being will gush rivers of living water. This is better than waiting for somebody to give you what you need. Is it not better to receive what you need from the Lord Jesus Christ and then flip life on its head and not be a needer, but be a blesser? Now, not in the closer sense. No, I'm woke to that. I'm woke to that. If you don't know what that is, everybody, a blesser is a sugar daddy who comes into your life and blesses you with many things. No, we're not talking about that kind of blessing. And everybody said, not enough people said, not like that, but flip life on its head. Don't need all the time, but be provision to supply. We need more suppliers and less consumers in the world. We need more job creators than job seekers in the world. We need more servers than those just receiving service in church. Can you say amen to that? Some of the best people at talent and skill are not chosen for tasks and assignments because they won't dig a well. And talk to Vince. I mean, I'm not going to embarrass anyone here. Well, I might, you know. I've reached that stage now in the evening service where the kids are embarrassed of me. But, you know, we've seen a lot of people over the years. Talented. They've got a musical gift. It's so powerful. Hardy-dars flock to church. I don't know why that bird. I don't know. They're not on the stage. You know why? They won't dig a well. Here's what I mean by dig a well. Come to band practice every Wednesday, even if you're not picked. Have a smile on your face. Make other people coffee. Carry some stuff into the van at 6 a.m. Get to J-Bay. Put a smile in your face. Say it's a pleasure to serve. Don't walk around telling everybody that you're a world famous what. And do that for 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. You dig a well and you will provide water for your soul for the rest of your life. Because people will say, he's not just talented. He's not just gifted. She's not just talented and gifted. She is a gift. There's a big difference from between being talented and being a gift. You see, some people are very talented and we have to use the talent, but we have to do so in spite of their personality. Expressing some previous experiences they haven't. So it's just like such a good whatever. I'm not careful now what I say. Because if I say such a good flautist, then you might think, well, who was the last person who wanted to play flute here at Father's house and they didn't accept him? But difficult, never on time, got a problem with this. The light doesn't shine enough on them. The stage isn't wide enough for them. They don't appreciate it when they wear white and everyone else wears white. They this and then that, and I'm like, oh, go play outside. Let the Hardy Dolls clap for you there. Rah! Did I just do that? Is there a way of deleting that? I just say that because I think that's what you sound like. I can play flute. Wah! I want the light. Wah! I need more on me. Wah! I need. It's just like a baby that just didn't stop. You just grew big and you just continue squawking. And I'll be honest with you. Sit down. Jesus said, well done, my good and faithful servant. Some people are good. Not faithful. I mean, some people are faithful. Not good. Because they won't do voice training, they won't get a degree, they won't study, they won't. Anyway, that's a whole separate other discussion I will have on another day. One more scripture, then we're going to pray. John 4:11. So the woman said, you have nothing to draw with when Jesus asked for some water. And this well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater, notice this, than our father Abraham, father Jacob, who gave us this well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock. So that same well we spoke about earlier pops up in the New Testament. Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in them a spring of water welling up to everlasting life. Are you greater than Jacob? Here's my answer to my question to you. Forget Jacob. Just look at your situation. Is your well greater than your boyfriend or your girlfriend and their influence in your life? Is your well greater than your budget and greater than your finances? Is your well greater than this or greater than that? You know what Jesus is saying? God is so great that the shortfall of anything else is met by the abundance of God. It's how life works. It's met by the abundance of God. Listen, there are going to be times in your life when you've got plenty and times in your life when you've got nothing. You're going to sit back some Saturdays and look around and go, what a group of friends I have. And you're going to sit at home some Saturday and turn on the TV and thank the Lord that the one person talking to you is the continuity presenter on Mnet. There's it. There's no amen like a child's amen. Let me tell you, best thing we did was invite children into church on a Sunday. Oh, wow. Okay. So a couple of things quickly. Water wells, walls and wells. Three things I want to encourage you concerning. First of all, digging a well is dangerous work. But that's how you become an adult. Digging a well is dangerous work. It's tough. You'll leave behind your friends when you start to dig wells for your life. And that's okay. They'll come back. Naming a well is divine work. naming something as my well of finance and my well of faith and my well of friendship and my well of future, it takes God's hand on your life. When your friends say, what are you up to on Sundays that you can't hang with us? You just say, man, I'm just digging some stuff in preparation. I'm laying some foundation in preparation for my future. That's all you're doing. I mean, you'll get an immediate benefit. The pastor should be decent enough and the team should be, worship team should be phenomenal enough that you get a drink of water at church. Absolutely, that I'm sure of. But what I'm really busy with is while I'm giving you that drink of water over there, I'm teaching you how to dig a well. And one day, when you're a little older, when you hit your 20s and 30s, because most of you are there below that, it's just me and one or two others, you're going to say, you know that Arab Greek guy? He was busy with something. I didn't see him. But as the weeks became months and the months became years, I built a well. And when I need faith, I've got water coming. And when I need to understand my finances, I've got water coming. And when I need to understand my friendships, I've got water coming. I don't need to run around like a dry old soul asking from one person to another, and me, and me, and me, and me. Because he's my total supply. And keeping wells clean is a matter of design work. Here's what I mean. The shape your life will take, the design it will take, will be determined by the wells you keep clean throughout your life. If you get your finances toxic by bribery, you've just thrown toxins into the well of your finance, and it's going to shape your life. You won't sleep well. You won't feel good. You won't know who to trust. You won't know where the next contract's coming from. You won't know how to work it properly because that's how you started something. If your friendships are toxic, it's going to shape your life. 1 Corinthians 13 says, bad company corrupts good character. It's going to shape your life. That's the well of your friendships. Dig good wells. John 7. I really have to wrap up now. I'm way over time. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. Just verse 39. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, rivers of living water will flow from within them. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him would later to receive. That's it. A spiritual person has a well inside them that quenches their thirst so that they don't have unhealthy need from the wrong sources. I've got people here in this room, and I love and respect you all for being here. Thank you for being here. But you're quenching your thirst in all the wrong places. You're on drugs because something's missing. You drink yourself through Friday and Saturday so you can just make it to church on Sunday. That's okay. I'm glad you're here. You're having inappropriate and unhealthy sexual relationships because something's missing. And what you haven't twigged yet, but tonight's going to be the night, what you haven't figured out yet is that what you're doing is a temporary glass for an internal drought. There's not a sexual experience that'll solve that problem. There's not a night of cocaine that'll fix that situation. There's not a party out there that you will like so much that you will go home and say, if I died today, I'm happy. I'll tell you what every day with Jesus does. If today is my last, I'm happy. Absolutely mean that. Spent 25 years, nearly 30 on a stage. If tonight was my last, I'd be happy. See, that's the difference between a glass and a well. Can you figure it out?